Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from downstairs, upstairs studio. In studio with me, Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
Still busy making their notes for the show. This time we're looking at top five preschool STEM materials. So it's materials that support STEM play and learning, STEMful play in preschool aged settings.
That's what we're talking about. Are you going to define STEM for the audience?
No, I mean, they can look it up. They can Google it. What? If they're listening to this show, they know what STEM is.
They know what STEM is.
And okay. if they don't, they'll look it up. We don't need to spoon feed. We've got an advanced, special, tuned in, focused audience listening to this show. We don't need to spoon feed them.
Got it.
I mean, we can if we want to. Did you want to?
Heartbeat of the.
Yeah, they got their finger on the pulse of early learning. So I've never gone first before. I'm going to go first this time. So
then I get to keep score. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's not keep score this time.
If we get the same score.
We'll decide if anybody's cheating before we decide if we're going to keep score or not. Anyway, my number five is a pulley system. I was going to put down pulleys, but then I thought you guys might accuse me of cheating if I assumed there wasn't rope or something. So I've got pulley system, and so that's like you can pull stuff up and haul stuff around, and ideally it would be a movable pulley system so it could be hooked up to the ceiling in the classroom and hooked up to a tree outside, and you could do some pulleying.
I like that.
Number five, pulley system.
Tasha Johnson?
Water.
Number five, water.
Water, yeah.
Number five, water.
Yeah.
Any reason?
Water. It's wet.
It's liquid, it steams, it freezes. Yeah.
Make cocktails out of it. Keep drinks cool with it. Lots of good stuff about water. Yep. Water's very STEM-y.
Yes.
Lisa Murphy, what's your number five?
Magnetics. Anything magnetic. That was my number five. Magnetic stuff.
so much good stuff going on with magnets, and it's still, I mean, I still run into adults who are fascinated by magnets. I've got magnets screwed to the wall here in the studio just because
he likes magnets so much. Yes, he does.
My biggest aha with magnets the other day, and it wasn't the other day, it was a while back, but I was donating a box of keys to a colleague, to Heather, actually. Many of you know her, that early childhood nerd, Heather. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go through and keep a couple of these, you know, for my own workshops and stuff. And I just assumed they all were still metal and magnetic. And that surprised me that there was like four in a shoebox full of keys that were actually magnetic. So I think it could be very accurate that even as adults we get still kind of intrigued by that whole thing.
Yeah. What is that, ferrous and non-ferrous, right?
That I do not know.
I think non-ferrous metals are the metals that aren't magnetic, aluminum and stainless steel and that kind of stuff. Magnets are great, and a great number five. So my number four, fabric.
fabric.
Because I think there's lots of ways it can be used. It can be used to capture the wind, and it can be used in building structures and exploring the worlds for carrying things and hauling and toting and lots of engineering stuff. Fabric, my number four.
Okay. Catapults.
Catapult.
Yep. Whoopsh. You can launch it
A full life-size catapult?
Sure. Small ones, big ones, medium-sized ones.
Catapults. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of engineering in there, a lot of math concepts can be learned with it. Catapults is a acceptable answer.
How about newspaper? That's my number four.
Number four, newspaper, because you can read?
Because you can fold it up, you can roll it up, you can rip it, you can toss it, like you said, in the air. You could, specifically, I was thinking of those roll up, the 3-2-1 tetrahedrons, but newspaper as a general rule, as opposed to saying the tetrahedrons, when you roll the sheet of paper up on a dowel and you make like long, essentially, they look like sticks of newspaper, mm-hmm. which are good for building and construction, and I'm thinking sorting, and I'm thinking, you know, just the play value of them.
Yeah,
That's
easily
in mind.
Accessible.
And awesome, huge three-dimensional structures can be built with those.
You can also make them on fire.
You can.
And make fire and smoke, very science-y. So that's number four. My number three is water.
Water. Yeah, number four was water.
My number five was water.
And my number two is water.
I think there's lots you can do with it. It's so versatile. Like it takes on, you know, it's different states. You can use it with ramps. You can use, the whole water pressure when you're playing with pumps and fluid dynamics and all kinds of good stuff going on with water. So, number three.
Books. Because you can read about STEM and use other and find what materials you need to pull in to do it. Or if you're working with something like with catapults, but you want to read more about it, and then you learn about trebuchets and all that stuff. And
you can build things out of them.
Oh, yes.
And you can light them on fire.
Well, of course.
Books. Number three, books. Yeah. Lisa, what's your number three?
My number three is PVC pipe. Again, for the construction and the building and the angles and the the science of the design and the engineering of the design and the math of the counting and I need a half of something or a full something and the measuring. So, PVC pipe.
Well, you can take that. You can use that with the water and dumping the water through them and making the water go different directions and lots of good STEM-y stuff going on with PVC pipes. So now my number two is kind of PVC pipe adjacent. I've got ramps.
Mm-hmm.
I like me some ramps, and I didn't specify what kind of ramps because there's so many ramps. You can use the rain gutters, the 10-foot long sections of rain gutter you can buy, or you can use PVC pipes, and you can make wooden ramps. And
that's kind of what I was thinking
wall
too.
Ramps. There's so much PVC. Ramp stuff going on, and you're learning about motion and
putting
and
the cars through them.
Yeah. One ramp thing I always like to do was we would hook up have the shop vac out and set things up so they could make balls roll up the ramp.
Yeah.
Kind of
with
stuff
the,
using,
with the vac.
Using the force of the vacuum cleaner. So number two, ramps.
Containers. Different sizes, holes, spigots, or little pour spouts on them, or I don't know, just ones with handles, ones without.
You can use them as blocks.
You can use them with the ramps to carry the water around.
You could pack dirt in it, and the sun would bake it, and you make bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Containers.
Yep.
My number two is water. I already said it. We've already talked about it.
We got to talk a little bit more.
Yes.
Say one more thing about water we didn't say yet.
It evaporates.
It evaporates. Ooh. That's kind of cool. And you can get into the whole life cycle of plants with water, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it helps plants grow.
You can take some little seeds and put a little bit of water in them when they're in the dirt, and you can grow some little plants, and then you can keep watering one and stop watering the other one and watch it die.
That's science.
That's science.
Our own bodies need water and are made up of water.
Yeah, you take one kid outside and let him drink out of the hose, and you let the other one get dehydrated and do an experiment.
No, don't
do that, or don't call the authorities on me. That was that's what we call in the podcast business a joke.
A joke.
I was joking. So we're off to number one already.
I don't
my number one, top five, my number one top five STEM materials for preschoolers, blocks.
Number one here too. But you saw that coming.
Blocks. Lots of STEM-y stuff you can do with blocks.
I was gonna go sticks.
It's not your turn yet. But sorry. Sticks is a good one too.
Sticks, yeah.
So there's our top. So, I mean, again, very basic.
Well, are you starting to see a pattern? Come on, listeners. open-ended, loose parts. Mm-hmm. Natural materials can link back to every single chopped up, fragmented, or otherwise curricular expectations.
Yeah, I think people start thinking STEM, they think they need to have screens and it needs to be technology driven and, you know.
Consumer screen-based technology driven, right? Because yeah. I would argue that an egg beater is technology.
Yeah, one I don't have on that, it wouldn't make the top 50 list, but one we were looking at online last night was if you're looking for a fun STEM-y material electronic to buy for your program just for goofing around, and you can get them for under $20, 40 something you get a better version, but USB digital microscopes, you plug them into a USB drive, and they also have them with ends that you can plug them into iPads and that kind of stuff too, and
microscopes,
yeah. And so it's great for helping kids see small things. These USB ones, they've got a camera built into them, so you can look at, make things bigger, and then take pictures of them. And when you can, I mean, your crayons and dead bugs you find on the playground, and money and all
money.
That kind of fun stuff. So if that's one. I think that if I was looking for electronics, STEM related, that would probably be the first one I would add to a list. Anybody have any also-rans that they were...
Lego, green things, which...
green things.
Which kind of evolved into alive things, you know, like plants and pets. And then I was just mostly brainstorming. Lego and Flubber, that got booted off the list right away, but...
I had stones also.
Stones,
yeah.
Rocks.
Or rocks, yeah. Shells would be...
Ooh, what about a big ol' fan?
Oh.
You know, like an
industrial... Somebody that really appreciated you?
Yeah.
A blower.
A big
fan.
Old blow fan. Or even your shop vac. You know, some of those things that, you know, might not be the... You might not see that in a catalog, but that's kind of cool. An overhead projector.
Yeah. Yeah. People, you're looking for a fun STEM opportunity. You go to the Home Depot or the Lowe's or wherever you go, and you find yourself a inexpensive shop vac that you got to be careful here. You want to get one that also blows.
Sucks
and blows. And then you hook that up, and there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do in an early learning setting with that. And kids, I've seen kids under the age of one freak the fuck out trying to figure out what's going on with a shop vac while it's blowing things across the room. So there's all, and they freak the fuck out in a good way. So there's lots of stuff there. One of I had an almost made the list, thought it was a little bit too specific, was dead stuff in jars. One of my favorite
hobbies.
That's
one hobbies. Of your favorites.
One of my favorite hobbies. You can preserve things in alcohol, and it gives kids a chance to get up close and personal with dead critters and dead things, and there is a whole lot more interest there than you might think for some kids, although the parents might get a little bit skittish. Another one I was thinking about was bones.
Bones,
you know, I think every early learning program should have some form of an oddities collection, whether it's whether it's fossils or bones or sections of antlers or animal teeth or animal skins or those kind of things. Interesting rocks, cool dead bugs, all that kind of stuff that you can get out and you can look at and you can fiddle around with. Mm-hmm. Any more STEM materials that we should touch on before we wrap this one up?
Things that could be taken apart.
Yeah. That's
dead
that's
machines,
a great one.
Old broken appliances.
Yeah,
the problem, even over the last 15 years, the problem is things have fewer parts.
Mm-hmm.
They break down to circuit boards really easy. I remember back in the 70s taking apart old radios, and there were all the glass tubes, and then it moved into transistors and that kind of stuff. So there were things had more parts back in the day than they do nowadays in modern times. But there's still a lot there, and kids, you know, they might you know, some very simple tools, screwdrivers and pliers and that kind of stuff, and you can have a lot of fun with them. Now, there's some things they've got materials in them that are a little bit hazardous, whether it's, you know, things that have light bulbs in them that, that are filled with gases, or there might be some mercury and things you need to be aware of, and you want to make sure you cut the power cords off first. But there's a lot of cool stuff that you can get your hands on pretty easily and take apart. It's a great one. Should we wrap her up?
Wrap her up. This, put a bow on it.
This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Share in the comments for the show what you're thinking your things on your list would be if we got it wrong. We'd love to hear from you. Back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
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 And... This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.